Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think you guys have, like, the group as it is good enough to win, or do you think you need to make some big changes?
Obviously, we're going to have some guys that are out of this clubhouse, so that's a job for Dave and John to, you know, figure out what they want to do.
You know, the more I hear that...
It's telling.
The more I do center back to Topper. So Bob Nightingale reported yesterday, the Phillies will have evaluation meetings to decide whether to bring back manager Rob Thompson or make coaching staff changes. It is officially Topper Watch. So we've played that cut like three or four times the last 2 days. You notice the question wasn't primarily about the players, right? You could assume that, but the question was worded as, do you have the right group? Topper's obviously involved in the group. Mm-hmm. And then Hugh, when he answers the question, you notice he didn't include Topper in the decision-making process. He said, that's on Dave and John. Right? You would think the manager not has a ton of say, but maybe would have some say in what they might do this offseason, what players come in and out. You know, his opinion would matter a little bit.
Totally agree.
He didn't include him. I didn't. When I first heard that yesterday, I think I just was thinking about the players. But the more I hear it, it does speak to maybe the manager. 215-592-9494. Do you want Topper back as the Phillies manager next year? Topper Watch here on the Midday Show. I do want him back. Hugh and Kyle are okay moving on here for manager Rob Thompson. Let's go to Jen in media. Hey, Jen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jen. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, we're good. How you doing?
Jen, we're trying to get our mind right after the other night. What are you feeling?
I'm going for the Hugh.
Hey. Jen?
Hey.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Go ahead, Jen.
Leave Jen alone. It's Friday.
It is Friday, Kyle.
No. I have a lot to say on Topper. So we're keeping Topper.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my thought. I think that he's done a lot. He's aggressive. I like it. I like his aggressiveness. I think that, as I was saying early on, you have to teach kids young to be disciplined, right? So the fact that he benched Boehm was, I think, pivotal in his career and moment in our ALDS. And not necessarily that everyone agreed with it, but I think it sent a message, right? Because when you're dealing with kids at a level and then grown adults at a level, the same thing needs to be said. You know, you don't need to throw your bats. You don't need to throw your helmets. So, one thing was happening yesterday that kind of got my heart. And that was that Joe DiCamero said on his show, I feel bad for the 12-year-olds. So I was just calling in because that made me realize, what we as adults are dealing with. In that, you know, I have kids in Little League and we always are, you know, distraught, you know, but we're from Philly. We know that we deal with this all the time. We're heartbroken. But when you look at these little kids that are coming up that want to be the Turners and the Harpers and the Schwarbers and the Castellanos and all those, it's hard to be that parent to say, hey, guys, you know, we'll get them next year. So I just want to call in and say I appreciate all that you guys do. And on the morning show, Joe said, I feel bad for the little kids. And I was on hold for a bit. And then I was like, wait, I get to talk to Hugh? So what's up, Hugh?
Hey, how you doing?
Bleed green.
Ready for this weekend?
I'm ready.
All right.
Well, we better get an Eagles win. Jen, good phone call. We appreciate you calling. Call again. Yes, and yeah, you know, the point that Joe made about 12-year-olds, my son is 9. He said to me the other night when they lost, I don't know if I'll ever see them win the World Series. And at first, I'm like, come on, you're 9. But
yeah,
that's the way.
Time, yeah,
but that's the way, you know, it's that heartbreak when you're 9, 10, 8, 7. That's the beginning of fandom. I get it. It's tough. It's tough for adults. Obviously tough for kids.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't look at it like that. It's not, I don't feel like it's the end of the world. It's disappointing, no question about it.
No, it's not. But to a kid doesn't get it.
Yeah, he doesn't get it.
Can I just say something about the idea? Because I'm I'm bracing for this today. The idea that a new manager is going to change these players is not going to happen. I'm counting up the managers Trey Turner's had in the big leagues. He still swings at pitches 2 feet outside sometimes. Okay, Dave Martinez couldn't change him, and Matt Williams couldn't change him, and Dusty Baker couldn't change him, and Dave Roberts couldn't change him, and Rob Thompson couldn't change him. Why do we think, you know, whoever the next manager is going to change these players?
It's the easy fix.
It's an easy fix.
It's the fix that when you have a rabid fan base like the one that we have, and you have the outcome that you've had with this team, you follow the money. And in this case, following the money doesn't offer any solutions. It's the guy that coaches these guys. Mm-hmm. Because at coaching matters. And I'm pretty sure by them even having the conversation and saying that they're evaluating Topper, somebody's head's going to roll. It might not be his immediately, but you look at it and you say, okay, well, just for example, and I'm not saying that this is going to be the case. Okay, what's up with the hitting coach? Why didn't he do his job?
Well, it's on the table now.
What's up with the third base coach? Why is the third base coach? Why is Baum doing some of the things
that he's doing? Dusty Watson out. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. That's just how it goes.
It is how it goes.
Because you're not going to look at the exact problem. You're not going to look at the money. You should be in a position so you could tell this guy this, that, or the third. And again, I'll say this. Maybe, just maybe, if this is the case, maybe somebody who's running upstairs, the management, needs to stop running upstairs and giving his input and let management do what they do. Maybe.
You know, if they do fire Topper, I want John Middleton to have the press conference. Because I wouldn't be able to handle Dave. It'd be so hypocritical if Dombrowski's the one running the press conference. Dude, you didn't give him enough to win the World Series. It's obvious now. He had to run an outfield out every day this season that had two spots that were net negatives. And one, until June, was a negative. For 2 months, they had negative, negative, negative across the outfield. I don't know how much more we want Topper to do. I get your point, Kyle, that maybe the mentality, but maybe he's managing one anti behind his back because half these guys are over 30.
So I don't disagree. Like, Dave Dombrowski fell short at the trade deadline. He fell short in the offseason. They had enough to beat the Mets.
Yeah.
They could have beaten the freaking Mets.
Yeah, they could have.
They had a home series against the Mets with the better pitching staff, the better lineup. Like, they could have beaten the Mets.
And to Kyle's point, that's what it's going to be. Look, okay, so why didn't you beat the Mets?
Yeah, and
that's going to look. That's going to be on the manager.
I don't even blame Rob Thompson for not beating the Mets. It's just really their only option to, like, shake things up. Some people need to be made uncomfortable, and Topper's going to have to be the one that takes that bullet for them.
You know what? The more we talk through this, you guys are probably right, because the Phillies, led by the star player, led by the owner, and led by the GM, would rather fire the manager than probably go tell the shortstop, get to left field next season.
Well, you know what? Like, and so I don't even, the whole fix Trey thing, I don't expect Topper to fix Trey. I don't think he can fix Trey. That's on Trey Turner. Trey Turner is who he is. It's not really about that. Like you said, it's more about just the way, like, it's the lack of urgency throughout the season. It's the lack of, you know, maybe Rob Thompson could be a guy that talks to Trey Turner and say, hey, dude, it's better for the team if you move off of shortstop. It's not totally his responsibility to do that, but maybe if we had some guy who would have the stones to say that to Trey Turner and not just say, he'll get out of it, he'll do, you know, it's baseball, this and that, like, that's sort of what I would be looking for.
I get you. That's the last point I'm going to make, then right back to the phones. I understand the point, and Kyle's making a fair one, and so is Hugh, that this team fell off for some reason, right? Maybe it was the mentality. I just keep going back to their history. So this year they fell off. What was the history of the other 2 years? They can't start, right? Maybe this group isn't just locked in for 162 into the playoffs. This is who they are. Kapler couldn't get him over 500, basically around that for years. Girardi, who had a World Series ring, he was at his wit's end with this group. He looked like he was pulling his hair out every game. He couldn't stand being here. And then this guy comes in, and it's up and down each year. Maybe it's the players. Chris in Nazareth's up. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Chris. What's up?
Hey, I think Topper has to go, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Organizationally, the Phillies need to change their approach to how they play the game. And during the regular season, when you're playing the lesser teams and you're beating them up and this and that, don't really matter. But when you get in the playoffs, you need to do the little things. You need to be able to move runners, hit behind runners, bunt, know when to steal. And I know one thing. My buddy works for the Iron Pigs.
Mm-hmm.
it tells me they don't work on that stuff there.
But is that a Rob Thompson thing, or is that an organizational thing?
Yeah, but it starts at the top with Rob saying to, hey, look, this is how I want things to go.
No, but Chris, I think the top is Dave Dombrowski. The top is the front office.
You know what? Topper was on the show the other day, the game day, and he said, I'm hoping to get four innings out of Suarez. Sanchez usually throws on the side 35 pitches. I'm looking at him for two innings.
Yep.
Okay, so when Hoffman walked off the mound, I'm thinking Sanchez is coming in for two innings.
So did I, Chris. And that was a mistake. I'm with you.
And this is what I mean. When you get into the playoffs, it's crunch time. And that's when all these little decisions have to be made, and he's not making them. I don't want to make him to be the fall guy, but geez almighty, like you said or somebody said a minute ago, a shakeup has to be made. And you know what? A Dallas Green guy, maybe? I don't know. But, you know, I'm not a GM. I don't know who's available. But you need to do something. And
yeah,
that's where it starts.
Well, it might. And, Chris, they're evaluating it now, and we appreciate the phone call. So I want to bring you back a couple years ago. Because, Hugh, this was before you came back to Philadelphia. This conversation reminds me. Now, it's different because they're better now. Then they were more of a mediocre team. But the conversation reminds me of when the Phillies moved on from Gabe Kapler and they hired Joe Girardi. Because the conversation was they're too loose, right? They need someone to kind of get in their face. Someone just brought up the Dallas Green analogy. And they brought in Joe Girardi. Joe Girardi's an intense, kind of, you know, in-your-face more of manager than Rob Thompson, who's more laid back. And that didn't work. Like, we could do that. I mean, we could fire Rob Thompson and bring in more of a yeller, screamer guy that challenges the team. Do we think these guys are going to respond well to that?
See, that's the thing.
I'm not sure.
You have to figure out what's the proper balance. And that's the unfortunate thing about it, because Topper, whether you like him or not, he got results. He got him to the World Series, and he got him in the playoffs the last three seasons. But the unfortunate thing about all that, it feels like it's a regression. And so now you're in a situation where, again, like I said, you're not going to fire. You're not fired Trey Turner.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Contract, he's not going anywhere. Bryce Harper isn't going anywhere. So you have to figure out, what are you going to do? What do you think you could do to get these guys motivated? And the only thing that I see that makes that's the easiest thing to do is to either fire the manager or fire some of his coaches.
I mean, you're wondering if these players would respond to that sort of coach.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we have evidence that they're not really responding to the kind of voice that they have right now? Like,
just won 95 games.
But Joe, they're not going deep. Like, this is about winning in the postseason now, right? This is like the Sixers thing. Oh, like, we get mad at Elliott when he says, well, the Sixers win 60 games every year. Who gives a crap? It's time to go win in the postseason. Like, you brought up Gabe Kapler, Joe Girardi, Rob Thompson. They all do sort of have one thing in common, and that's their style of how they sort of, you know, baby these players along. Like, Joe Girardi, we thought we were getting a yeller and a screamer. He was, like, it's like you shot him up with horse tranquilizer before he got here.
I mean, he did that's feel high-strung in the dugout, but he wasn't a yeller and a screamer.
Right, and then Gabe Kapler's like, man, guys on the top rail, they fight. Like, Topper was with Gabe. Topper was with Joe Girardi.
I know.
Like, maybe that's the trend that's hurting this team. It's not the only thing. Promise you, I know that there's so many issues with the Phillies team, why they didn't get past the NLDS, but like that's one that I think they might need to pull that lever.
They might, and I would not be surprised at all if during our show today news comes out that Rob Thompson is out. Like the fact that they're evaluating this, and the fact that last year when he went to the World Series and NLCS and back-to-back years, his first 2 years as managing, they didn't give him a long-term extension. Hugh, they set this up.
It was telling.
They didn't commit long-term to him. It was more like, we'll see how 2024 goes. And obviously went well for 6 months. They won the division and got 95 wins, but they went out in four. So I feel it. The Phillies have set this up that they could move on from Topper at any moment. 215-592-9494. Would you keep Topper? Do you want him as the Phillies manager next year? I would. Hugh and Kyle have presented reasons why it's okay to move on. And I keep coming back to the players. And I think this guy's done a nice job here. I'd keep him for 2025. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's up?
While I like Topper, and I think he's a pretty good manager, if you watch and listen to how all these other guys talk after games, including him, there is zero sense of urgency. And I disagree with that one caller. She said that she likes him because he's aggressive. Where has he ever been aggressive? Never. You're always like, well, let's just see what happens. These guys will pull through. These guys will do this. These guys will do that. And they haven't. Yes, he's gotten more wins every year the last 3 years. But when it comes down to we're at the same – it's almost like Doc Rivers with the Sixers, with the scheduled losses, with, we'll see what happens. Like, no, dude, you need someone in there. I'm not saying you need a yeller and screamer. You need someone in there to try to convince these guys that it isn't just about the regular season. And when you have a big lead like they have, you've got to put your foot on their neck. You cannot let up. And this whole thing about laying back and turning the switch, that doesn't work with these guys. They can't do it. So you got to have a manager at least to figure that out. And honestly, Bohm's got to go. Like I said, any of those guys can go. Castellanos needs to stay. Harper needs to stay. And Schwarber. Everybody else, to me, is on the, as far as the position players, they can all go. They can, you know, bring that kid up from the minor leagues. I don't want to hear about that he's only 21 years old. There's two or three great shortstops that came up at 20 years old and 21 years old in the last 2 years.
Well, that's true, so, Jeff. Yeah, if you're special, that you could play in the big leagues at 19, 20, 21. So, I mean, we saw with Harper, Soto, Witt. Yeah, we see this. Yep.
If I got to let Bohm go to bring this kid up from the minors, I'm doing it because all these other guys, they've been out. The Phillies have notoriously kept people down in the minor leagues too long, and when they get here, I don't know. Their whole minor league system to me is kind of messed up. They have talent, but their whole approach is totally wrong.
Yeah, so, Jeff. Well, we've seen that.
Unfortunately, Thompson's got to go, I think.
Jeff, appreciate the phone call. All right, there's more Topper got to go feeling out there than I imagined. Big V is in Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Yo, man. Look. Okay, first let me say, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Big V?
What up, man?
All right. So, you remember how Hugh says that two things could be right at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this is one of them situations where two things are right at the same time. First of all, you're not going to get rid of it. It would be stupid of an owner to get rid of a coach that's brought them farther than the last five. Okay? Second thing is this. Yeah, okay, Topper's personality and he's got the daycare, but what they need is another coach in there to be a real SOB to these multimillionaire bums. Because what happened at that last game wasn't Topper's fault. The bats didn't show up. They got to the plate and looked like a 60-year-old man with erectile dysfunction. Nothing stood up, okay? These guys, and blaming Topper for it is like blaming your kid when he borrows the car and the engine breaks down. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. What you need is another guy in there to be a real SOB, break up the daycare and say, okay, kids, playtime is over. It's time that you get up there and do what all these millions of dollars that you get are worth because the fans demand it. The only thing that really showed that was when Castellano got booed by the Philly fans, and then he started acting like a man. We need somebody to get in there behind, as well as a wonderful coach that can, you know, sit up there and baby him and say, oh, you feel bad. What did he say? Well, maybe if you hit a little better, he won't be so mad at you.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I mean, it always comes back to players, Big V, and we appreciate the phone call. Again, the similarities make me sick how much this reminds me of the Sixers trajectory of the last 5 or 6 years. Brett Brown, too nice. Get him out of here. Oh, Doc Rivers will work him into shape. Same result. Doc Rivers, get him out of here. Nick Nurse, well, he's much better strategically, because if they move on from Topper, that's what we're going to hear. Well, he's better strategically, or he's more of a rah-rah guy. And they went out in the first round. Football, it feels like it matters a lot. It does. It's the head coach. Maybe
push the right buttons.
Yeah, I just don't know what buttons are going to push these guys to play better.
Well, so, like, the Doc Rivers, Nick Nurse example, did they get better when they fired Doc Rivers? No, they didn't. Did you want to keep Doc Rivers? Or did the Sixers need a new voice? Or did the Sixers need a new coach? Like, was it time? Regardless of the results, was the process correct? Not that process, but the process of thinking they needed a new coach.
And I think Nick Nurse is a better coach than Doc Rivers. I get that. But the bottom line is, unless you change the makeup of this team, they might just be too flawed to win a World Series. I mean, that just might be the reality of it, regardless of who's in the dugout. I just think Topper, like, I keep going back to this. Yes, did they take their foot off the gas in the season? Sure they did. Now, was that because he decided to do that or because they have old players who are banged up? I don't know. JT Realmuto had knee surgery this season. Bryce Harper was injured the second half of the year. Remember when he leaked it out to tell us? I mean, we all killed Topper for 24 hours in this radio station. Remember that when we said when he gave that game up against the Nationals, he didn't pinch hit Bryce? And then a couple days later,
I'm hurt.
Bryce Harper comes out and says, I'm hurt. Maybe if you tell everyone before, we don't think Topper's an idiot. I don't want to fire the manager. Terrence is up. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, Joe Kyle. What's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
There's three things for certain. Death, taxes, and the Phillies choking in the playoffs.
Mm. Well, unfortunately, we've been there a lot lately. Yep.
It's time to let Rob Thompson go, man. He's not pushing the right buttons at all. This team has been there for three straight years. And here's the thing. We keep this top core together. The lineup is top heavy, and we don't have no other bats in the lineup, no other outfielders to balance the lineup out. So I feel like as years go on, Hugh, Joe Kyle, on all sports, what do teams do when a team can't figure it out? In baseball, they're going to throw you the same pitches until you adjust and try to hit the ball right. In football, they're going to do the same play to you until you stop it. In basketball, they're going to run the same play until you stop it. This is going to go on for year after year until the Phillies, we're going to have the same players, aren't we? We're going to have the same stars at the top of the lineup, right?
Yes. I mean, I'd be shocked if they don't, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like this is still going to continue until these guys adjust and get deeper in the postseason and adjust their bets. Because we can say Rob Thompson and Dombrowski, yeah, but this is on the players also. The players have to adjust and do better. Rob Thompson, he's not pushing the right buttons, but I feel like Dave Dombrowski has to put the right lineup in here so that these guys can have a better chance. But I feel like Topper is not pushing the right buttons. He's too nice. He's too buddy-buddy. And I heard another call said before, it's kind of like Sirianni-like and Doc Rivers-like. He has no toughness to him. And it's okay to be the cool coach and all that, but sometimes you got to have tough love, kind of like with your children. You got to show some tough love. So I feel like Topper right now, man, we got to make a move. It's year after year. We're still getting bounced out. Like right now, we're on Sixer status. You guys let me know. Going into the next season, are you guys confident in the Phillies making a deep run?
No.
Are the fans going to be confident next
year?
No,
they're not. No, Terrence, not right now. That's true. And you know what? I think sometimes this stuff is optics. Terrence, a good phone call. Hugh, if they run it back next year the same, it's the fan base will not be as excited throughout the season or going into it. If you make a change, and Topper's a change, maybe it reignites people's
belief.
And
so that's what you're worried about, because the ballpark has been jumping. Mm-hmm. And going into this season, people were excited about the Phils and what potentially was going to happen, getting off to a fast start and everything. We are at the point now where it's fatigued. We're tired of the song, the AOAOK song. We're tired of that. We're tired of the pander in chief because it's the same results.
Unfortunately, it is.
No, I'm saying, and that's just how it is.
Yeah.
It's lip service at this point. And it just feels like you're just telling us what we want to hear. And then in the postseason, you choke. And the unfortunate thing about all of it is, you've gotten further and further away from the World Series every year.
Unfortunately, they have.
and everybody's looking at it like, now you're going to go into this next season. People are going to be excited about the Phils. I think that's going to be the case. But you're going to get a whole bunch of phone calls of people saying, hey, let's wait to see what happens in the postseason. And you're going to have PTSD about how the season progresses, especially if the bats go cold towards the end.
You know what I've started writing over here? I'm going to send this to the Phillies in case they need it. You know when a team moves on from a coach or manager, they put out that press release, right? They tell everyone, hey, you know, we've made a decision. We'll have a press conference coming up. I've started writing the Phillies press release for them, so they don't have to worry about it. The Phillies have made a decision here after discussing the future of the team. We've decided to scapegoat manager Rob Thompson.
That's what it is.
Our GM didn't do enough. Our star players stunk in the biggest moments, and Rob's taking the fall.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.